From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Talks enter week two in Vienna. Iran and major world powers are continuing nuclear talks in Vienna after passing yet another deadline to reach a comprehensive deal, though there are increasing signs of exasperation. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned if difficult decisions are not made soon, his negotiators are ready to end the process, adding that,
"We are not going to sit at the negotiating table forever. We also recognize that we shouldn't get up and leave simply because the clock strikes midnight."
The United Nations says a humanitarian pause in fighting in Yemen is set to begin at midnight Friday local time. The break in Saudi-led airstrikes and fighting with the Houthi militia will allow aid to reach millions of Yemenis around the country. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the UN.
"It is imperative and urgent that humanitarian aid can reach all vulnerable people of Yemen unimpeded and through an unconditional humanitarian pause. Full and unhindered access by humanitarian agencies to all parts of the countries, including through sea and airports, should be ensured with a view to reaching people in need, including with essential medicines, vaccinations, food and water."
The pause in fighting will last about a week until the end of Ramadan. Liberia's government says two new cases of the Ebola virus have emerged from the same community where the disease recently resurfaced, triggering fears the virus may again be taking hold in the West African country. Liberian health officials said Thursday the number of confirmed Ebola cases in Liberia is now up to five. Meanwhile, Sierra Leone said it will extend a curfew in Ebola-affected areas. You're listening to VOA News. The Greek Parliament meets Friday to decide whether to endorse reforms proposed to European finance ministers in exchange for more bailout money. This as Greece struggles to keep its economy afloat. Late Thursday, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' government delivered its latest reform proposal to Europe's finance ministers, who must decide whether they will grant the struggling government another desperately needed package of loans. Failure to reach a deal could lead to Greece being ousted from the Eurozone, an undesirable outcome to many Greeks. Yanis is a student in Athens.
"To split from the Eurozone, to leave the Euro and have a rupture with the European Union would bring great misery to the Greek people. However, I think that they could have done things differently so that we weren't left in this situation, this fear, this terror."
Little information is available about what is in the new package from Athens, but reports say it does include some EU demands for a boost in sales taxes and cuts in spending. Some EU leaders say this is Greece's last chance. They have been frustrated with what has so far been Athens' refusal to carry out more austerity measures. Greeks, for their part, say they have suffered enough from spending and pension cuts. However,
I think trust has been broken quite extensively. I think they will cobble together a deal for Greece. All sides will have to lose a little bit of face, but perhaps in the long run, it's the best thing for the preservation of the Eurozone.
That's Peter Dixon, an analyst with Commerzbank. Chinese stocks made big gains for a second consecutive day on Friday, but there are lingering concerns. The market instability has only just begun. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index ended up 4.5%. It made similar gains Thursday after the government announced several new measures to stop a rout that had wiped out nearly 30% of the market's value since mid-June. Elsewhere in Asia, stocks were mostly up, with slight gains reported in South Korea, Australia, and Hong Kong, though Japan closed down nearly 0.5%. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, said Thursday agents broke up a number of terror plots in the weeks leading up to the Independence Day holiday. He said more than 10 people were arrested, but he gave no information on what they were plotting or where they planned to strike. Comey said the Islamic State militants are encouraging would-be homegrown terrorists to act and that some of those arrested had been communicating with militants through encrypted message platforms. You're listening to VOA News. For more, log on to voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.